The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
It's Cannon, live from my house. Look what's on TV. Blippi. You ever seen Blippi? Little creepy. Kids love him, though. So my daughter's into that. My younger daughter. My older daughter right there. Say hi, Ava. Yep. Typical 9-year-old. Loves Melanie Martinez, who we have on the show right now. We're going to talk to Melanie about her transformation into creature mode. This is her third album. It's called Portals, and she doesn't look like what you may be used to or or sound like what you may be used to with Melanie Martinez, but she is incredibly talented, and the artistic vision behind what she's done is absolutely incredible. We'll let her explain that right now on OHP Uncut. Go ahead and click subscribe. That's how you can win a virtual meet and greet with your favorite artist. We pick new subscribers and they win virtual meet and greets. Pretty easy. Just click subscribe. It's Melanie Martinez in creature mode on OHP Uncut. Let's go.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hello there. Good to see you.
Hello. Good to see you. So I can hardly see out of these eyes, but is that a French bulldog on your hat?
It sure is. You like Frenchies?
Oh my God. I have two Frenchies. I love them.
They are so high maintenance, though, aren't they? Like, they demand that you're, if you're not petting them for just a second, they're like, scratching at you.
Yeah, they're the best. I love them.
Now, what do you do when you go on tour? Do you take them with you?
Yes. I'm probably going to take them on tour. I'm trying, you know, it's hard. They have real separation anxiety, so I wouldn't want to be away for too long. So I'm going to try to figure it out, even if I, like, alternate, you know, for half the tour, you know what I mean? I gotta figure it out for sure.
Yeah, I definitely want them serious there. Separation anxiety. Even if you leave the house for like a few hours,
yes,
you come back, there's poop all over the floor just for them to tell you, I'm unhappy with the fact you haven't been here in a few hours.
Yeah, they get really sad when we leave for sure. They're the best. They're such just sweet little creatures. I love them.
Now, something's changed since the last time I interviewed you. Let me see.
I wonder what.
You've done something with your hair. Done something with your hair.
Just a little something.
Oh, and you've added two more eyes. That's what it is.
Definitely.
Let's get people caught up. You are the creature. This is your third album. You've evolved. You know, we started out with Crybaby, then K-12, and now Portal. You've gone through the portal, and you have become what we see here today. Describe how it's different than what we heard on the last album and what this signifies.
Yes. So with my first album, Crybaby, it was, you know, about the character's childhood and that part of her growing up. And then K-12 was like her school experience. And then I decided to essentially, you know, show that it's the same soul, but just a different vessel by killing the character off and showing that she is, you know, in the afterlife as this new being. So this is essentially Crybaby just in a new vessel. So, and it's, you know, the new album Portals is about immortality. It's about how we're all connected and we're all here to just learn and grow from one another. It's all based off past life regression therapy books that I was reading over, you know, the past few years. And just connecting a storyline from death all the way to birth. So that's what the album's about.
There's a lyric in Void, and it's very powerful. I hate who I was before. I fear I won't live to see the day tomorrow.
Yes.
Where did that come from within yourself?
Well, you know, when you're playing the same music over and over and over again and touring it, it can be very stifling to your growth when you have to constantly go back to like your older self to perform these songs and to live in that Crybaby era for so long. I mean, I was living in it for years. And
Dollhouse was a huge song. I mean, there were so many humongous songs on that album.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely an album that I will cherish forever. And I'm so grateful that, you know, I was able to tap in and create that. But also at the same time, you know, like any artist, you grow, you outgrow your stuff and you're in a different place now. And that's kind of where that came from, is like just general anxiety and loneliness and this feeling of just like being a new person and wanting to share my new creative self with people and this new era with people. So yeah.
Let's go down a list of these songs real quick and tell me which ones stand out as the most meaningful for you and the ones you look forward most to performing at your ridiculously sold out, incredible shows, selling out, selling 140,000 tickets in 3 days. Jesus Christ. I mean, that's insanity. Some of these tickets are going for $1,000 on retail sites.
That's crazy.
Amazing.
That's crazy. That's so crazy.
It's mind blowing, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Tell me about Fairy Soiree.
Fairy Soiree is a really fun song. So one day I was in this room that I called the portal room in my old house. There was a lot of ghost activity in this room. I would always hear like, you know, just random 1920s music playing from that room. And I had a lot of like old antiques in that room. So I think that's where the energy was coming from. But so one day I essentially was just looking through a bunch of tracks. At this time, I was like kind of feeling like I wanted to step outside of, you know, me creating something on guitar or just producing something myself and just seeing like what tracks existed that my A&R had sent me from just different producers who are sending over stuff. And there's this one track and it was called like Respect Volume 1. That's what it was labeled as. And it was just a drum groove and this little guitar line. And it was so like just catchy and like mesmerizing for me. And it just made me want to dance. And I just felt like it was really supposed to be for a song that felt like a homecoming, which is also one of the phases in the afterlife based off past life regression therapy that people talk about under hypnosis. It's like you're, you know, having a homecoming with your soul family, people that you've traveled many, many lifetimes with, and you finally get to basically just have a reunion with them. So I wanted to feel like a party with a bunch of, you know, spirit fey creatures just having a good time. And so that's basically where that song came from. So,
And I know we're running short on time. I'm going to be respectful of everyone else, and I'm going to be respectful of the fact you probably are ready to take all that off. But what's the most powerful paranormal experience you've ever had?
Most powerful, I would say, the old house that I lived at had a lot of activity in it. I just moved like recently, like maybe a year ago. I was living there for like 8 years, so I just had to kind of like move on to a new chapter in my life. But that house is really special to me, and a lot of different things happened. I would say the most impactful, because it was like an actual physical thing that I was able to see when I moved into the house. There's this giant tree in the front yard, and it didn't have any carvings in it. It had nothing. The year that I was turning 23, I was watering the grass outside, and it was like nighttime, and I like flashed a light at the tree, and there was a giant 23 carved into the tree. And like, there was no carvings. There was no carvings in that tree, nothing. And I took it as like, well, this is going to be an important year, like something like that. But I tried not to be creeped out by it because it's definitely scary, but it's still there. So like whoever's living there has like a giant 23, and it looks like it was like growing out of the tree. Like it doesn't even look like someone hand carved it. It looked like it was like fully like it's wild, and it's like curly. Like it has like a font. Like it's very strange. That was interesting.
Do you think you're maybe a sensitive? Do you feel like you're a sensitive?
I'm pretty sensitive to energy, and, you know, I like to maintain and protect my peace and, you know, light candles and incense and kind of keep a nice, you know, safe, peaceful space for myself at all times, especially because this job is very high stress.
Yeah.
So it's good to, you know, keep myself in that calm kind of vibe. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on Portals.
Thank you so much.
I really, really appreciate your time. I know you want to get that stuff off, but I think it'd be fun if you would drive through like the McDonald's drive through and order and then just pull around to the window to get your happy meal and just see what they say.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have been walking around in it. You know, I've been going to some places here and there. It's fun. I think living in Los Angeles, though, nobody is really fazed by this.
That's true. In LA, you see it all.
Yeah, exactly.
How long does it take to put that on and take it off?
I would say probably on like a quick time crunch, maybe an hour and a half. But if we have time, we like to, you know, take our time, maybe like 2 hours, maybe longer, for just the face and the ears. And then this bodysuit, you know, it's a process.
It's fantastic. It's artistic. I love where it comes from. I love what you're doing. I'm such a fan.
Thank you so much.
You've totally, totally broken the mold, and then you broke that mold's mold, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. I'm such a fan. Thank you so much for your time, Melanie.
It means so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.